Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Wow, just had a crazy couple of weeks here. A lot of travel. And I want to talk to you about some of the couple of events and things I've been at and the things that I've learned. So first one I want to talk to you guys about is Grant Cardone's 10X. Russell's done an amazing podcast on this. If you haven't listened to it, go to Marketing Secrets, take a look at his podcast, and understand all the crazy cool things that he ended up doing to basically sell over $3 million in 90 minutes. That's an episode I can't trump at all. Basically, whatever Russell said on that is by far the best way of saying it. Go ahead and listen to that one for sure. What I want to talk to you guys about is a little bit different, and that is one of the things that I was talking with Russell about as we were sitting there on the floor prior to his getting ready to go speak, and that was the earliest attendees paid the most. And what I mean by that is, let me kind of set the stage here. What happened was, you're sitting there in Mandalay Bay's boxing arena, an arena that holds roughly, when the entire arena is open, it holds just over 10,000 seats, but with the stadium, the way it was set up, with the backdrop and the stage, there was seats for about 9,000 people. And of those 9,000 people, there was about 1,500 that actually had seats on the floor. So you've seen this before in a ton of other large venues where you've got three different tiers of seating and then you've got your floor seats. Well, the entire place where the boxing room would have been or where there was a basketball court or anything else, all of those were seats with one end basically being the stage and this huge amazing setup as far as monitors and screens and everything else. Well, the way it was positioned is they had the stage there in front, and then the first five rows were rows of tables and with chairs on each of those tables and really set up extremely nice. And those seats were $15,000 each. And then behind that was a section of seats and those chairs for the next about probably 800 people were $10,000. And then the last set of chairs on the very far end, but still on the floor, were $5,000. And then if you were to take a look at this from the floor and then started going up, the price of the tickets, like any other venue, basically got less and less expensive the closer you got to the ceiling. The fascinating thing for Russell and I is we're sitting there on the floor getting ready the very first day. What happens is you've got Grant, who comes down from the ceiling on basically a lift that literally drops him down from the ceiling. Smoke is going crazy, fireworks, lasers, everything, music. I mean, it was just this rock concert type of event. And he basically drops down from the ceiling, hits the stage, and things just go, everyone just goes nuts. Well, the first day there was, you looked around and every single seat was packed. The music prior to Grant coming was the intensity and the tension. It was, from a psychological standpoint, it was amazing. The way it was set up to create an uncomfortable setting so that people weren't talking to people much at all. You were literally just kind of listening as the videos and everything else was playing. And the seat, you could not get another body in there. It was that jam-packed. The crazy thing was, the very next day, at the very same time, when we walked in, because Russell was he was the second speaker, we walked in and all of a sudden, the only people where all the seats were filled were all the people on the bottom floor. Those people who paid $10,000, $15,000, or $5,000, those seats, every single one of those was filled. And then as you started going up from the floor up towards the ceiling, the seats at the top, those were all the empty ones. And it was fascinating to me because I was sitting there going, you know what? The people who are going to get the most out of this event are actually those people who paid the most to be here. And it's an epiphany I've had so many different times throughout my life. And that is, when you pay for things, you actually get more out of it. And it's been really kind of a funny thing. I've had this conversation with a lot of people. And that is, so often people want everything for free. And the irony to me is those people who get things for free typically never do anything with that content. They never use the content. Those people who pay for it, those are the ones who actually spend the time, the effort, the energy to actually implement what they got. If you take a look at some of the things that you've received for free, you just don't appreciate it and you don't do much with it. So I was had this opportunity a few years ago of spending a lot of time with my boys at different venues and events. One of those things for me, life is all about experiences. I'm not a huge person as far as gifts. I'm not a person like, I don't really care as far as receiving a lot of gifts, but what matters to me is the experience. And so for me, I'm all about making sure my kids and my wife and I have experiences because you remember those types of things. Well, a buddy of mine, when we lived down in San Diego area, had season tickets to the Lakers game. And so I took my oldest son, Chandler, he had some extra tickets, and so we went to the game. Well, the first time, his seats were extremely good. I mean, we were four rows up from the floor watching the Lakers game. And Chandler's like, oh my gosh, Dad, this is how you should see a game. I'm like, yeah, Chandler, these are a little more expensive than those seats you see way up there. And the next time we went, we actually ended up having box seats. And Chandler's like, oh my gosh, they actually bring food right to you. This is how you should see a game. And so it was these great experiences where I was teaching my son as far as, these are the types of things, this is why you work for so much things, so you can have these types of experiences and share them with other people. Later on, he ended up going to a Lakers game with some of his buddies. And they, again, young kids basically ended up getting the least expensive tickets they could find way up in the rafters. And he came home and was like, Dad, I actually could see the game better at our TV at home than I could see it in there. He goes, it was a completely different experience. My only reason in telling you that is, as you take a look at things in your life, there are certain things where I would encourage you guys to spend more. One of those places is you need to make sure that you're buying product, especially if you plan on selling a product. There is this, my personal feeling, there is a law in the universe that basically says you won't be able to sell anything that you haven't paid that same equivalent price for. A classic example of this was Tara and Justin Williams. They ended up coming to Funnel Hacking Live, our very first one we had in Las Vegas. And while they were there, they basically told themselves, listen, we're going to leave our wallets in our purse. We're going to leave them in our room because we don't want Russell taking any of our money. So sure enough, they left it there. They came down, and before the break at lunch, they had already gone back to their rooms, got their wallets, and they had then invested $25,000 into Russell's highest inner circle mastermind coaching meeting. And it was fascinating to me because I remember meeting them at Inner Circle later and hearing their story. Said, you know, the crazy thing was we never, ever thought anyone would ever pay $25,000 for coaching. And Justin said, I could never charge that kind of money until I actually had paid for and invested that. He says, as soon as I invested it, and then Russell told me during one of his coaching calls that I should charge $25,000 for a real estate coaching program. I told Russell, I said, there's no way in the world anyone's going to pay for that. And he goes, well, Justin, you just paid me $25,000 for Inner Circle. Literally, within about a week, he ended up doing a webinar and ended up signing up 8 people at $25,000 just because he had paid for it himself. So right now, if there's a situation where you're trying to sell a certain price point and you're struggling, I can tell you probably what's happened is you've never paid that price point for that. Goes back to the same thing. We ended up, gosh, now it's been 2 years ago. Russell and I were down at meeting with Dean Graziosi at a time when Dean and Joe were thinking about starting this 100K group. And literally without even finding out what was going to be in the course or anything else, Russell basically said, well, Dean, if you're going to be doing, I'll be your first person to sign up. And Dean's like, really? Yeah, that sounds great. So that was the day before Genius Network where we were then meeting with Joe, and Joe ends up pitching for the first time the 100K group to his 25K group who are sitting there at Genius Network in his office where there's, you know, 60 people, and said, yeah, and by the way, Russell Brunson's already signed up and he's already paid the 100K. The whole reason Russell ended up spending $100,000 to get involved in Joe and Dean's 100K group is because he knew the time would eventually come where he will then charge $100,000 for a mastermind or inner circle, but he could never actually charge it if he hadn't paid it for it himself. The irony behind all of it is in the last 2 years, Russell's been to that one time and I've gone the other time. So we've been to this 100K group twice. And so basically we spent over $50,000 to go to those events. But realize the key here is you've got to be willing to invest. If you're not willing to invest, you're not going to get anything else out of it. It's been really funny for me as I've been looking at seeing some of these Facebook threads about people coming to Funnel Hacking Live. And I'm laughing because they're going, man, make sure you leave your
what are you going to do to make sure you don't buy anything there? And I'm like, you're going to an event and you're not going to buy?
I was like, really? Why would you do that? You've already invested whatever the ticket price was, plus the travel, plus everything else to go to an event. And you're already telling yourself you're not going to invest further in your education. I can tell you there is no better return on your investment, on any investment you can make anywhere in the world, including Bitcoin, more so than an investment in your own self. And so it's been funny as I've been sitting there watching it. You know, I've seen some people go, well, make sure you lock your wallet and your purse up in your room. Or you know what? That's not going to be good enough. You're going to actually have to duct tape it together so you can't even open it. And another person said, no, actually, what I'd recommend is that you actually FedEx your wallet home to your mom and then have her FedEx it back the day before you fly out so you can have your ID. And I'm like, you guys, this just cracks me up where you're going to be. It's just that mentality. I'm sure some of it may have been in jest, but I know other people are so afraid to invest in themselves. I'm like, you guys do not understand the value that's there. I remember it's been such a fun thing for me to see when we were at Grant Cardone's event, because literally the very first thing he ended up telling people from stage after he came down out of the sky, out of the ceiling there, landed on the stage, starts talking to everybody was, I hope all of you guys came here with the intent of investing in yourself and spending some money on some of the speaker's products. Literally within the first 5 or 10 minutes, that was his pitch. And realize the whole idea behind this is you've got to be willing to invest that kind of time and money into it. It's also one of the things we spent a whole bunch of time and money, as you're going to see here at Funnel Hacking Live, investing in awards. These two Comic Club plaques that we've now sent out, over 256 of them, they each cost us about $250 to $300 for each and every single one that we send out. And for us, do we get anything out of it? Personally, no. But what happens is as you invest in those people who you're willing to serve, it comes back. We have seen more people use those two Comic Club plaques in their own marketing promotions, in their Facebook ads, in all these different types of things. And we see it out there and all of a sudden people start asking about it. You're going to see a new award rolled out at Funnel Hacking Live, which is our 8-figure award. For those people who have done over 10 million. And I remember when I was creating this, I was talking to people in the office and they're like, Dave, that is huge. You can't go that big. I'm like, you know what? It's $10 million. And so we're sitting there. So it's about 1.5 times the size of our two Comic Club plaque. And then in addition to that, we thought, well, what else could we really do? And so each of those plaques, they cost about $500. But the real thing was, I thought, you know, if a person has invested, has worked that hard in their business, and they've now hit the $10 million range. So basically, you get a gold plaque for hitting $1 million at the two comma, a platinum plaque is what they get when they hit 10 million. I thought, what else would be really cool to add to that? Well, it happened to be right during the Super Bowl. I thought, you know what? These guys all fight like crazy and they invest their entire life for a ring. I thought, what if we end up getting people championship rings? So fortunately, Russell and the rest of the partners were all in on this. And so we're spending literally over $100,000 in gold and silver, in white gold and diamonds and everything else for these crazy rings that right now at this point, I've ordered 15 rings and we now have two more people qualified, so I have to get those as well. But realize my only reason in telling you that is as we invest back into, so the one thing is to invest for yourself, because that by investing in yourself, you're going to find that you actually get more out of it. The other thing is, as you invest back into those people who are your customers and your clients, you'll find that always comes back to you as well. So I'd encourage you to kind of take a look at both places. One of the dinners I had at TNC was with a dear friend of mine, Dan Martell. Great guy. He's been in the SaaS industry for years. Super, super smart guy. Ended up building a company called Clarity FM, which he sold to Mark Cuban for a huge, huge exit on the back end and made him a multi-millionaire. But one of the things Dan was talking about was these crazy awards and things that we've been doing. He says, that is the sign of a unicorn, Dave. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, you've heard this whole idea as far as this unicorn SaaS company and how they are actually able to create and provide this kind of value. He says, it's these weird, crazy things that by doing it provides so much value in the industry that it changes the entire industry. And we're starting to see that already. I'm starting to have people have received our two Comic Club plaques now creating Comic Club or those types of awards for their people as well. So just realize, first and foremost, you have to be willing to invest in yourself. There's no greater ROI out there. Second of all, those people who basically spend the most get the most. And the last thing I tell you is, man, make sure that you're investing back into the people who serve,
who you're serving and who trust you and everything else. And you'll see that blesses their lives as well as yours. So have an amazing night, and we'll talk to you soon.
You know, one of the things that means a ton to me is the personal reviews that you guys leave on iTunes. If you wouldn't mind going out, rate the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Just go to iTunes, click on the episode and rate it. Leave a comment. I read all the comments. I appreciate all the stars and everything everyone already left for me. Again, I really appreciate it. And it's my way of finding out how I'm doing. So if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate it. And I, again, thank you so much for all that you guys do. Have a great day.